You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, hit a client of Trace and University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Trace and University.
Attraction University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Trace and University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Trace and University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, everybody, it is your girl. I am back. It is Rochelle Shaw, President of Communications here at Client Attraction University. And you know what day is? It's my favorite day of the week where I get to talk to our rock stars and those that have just come into our program and crushed it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ernest Gates. And he is the president. What's your title there at the Profit Room?
I am co-founder, CEO of The Profit Room.
There we go. Co-founder, CEO. I just know him as the meme king. Like, his memes are so good that he has to brand them his own because they go viral.
I got to protect what I spend my time to create. Correct.
There you go. Well, you know, it's always fun to talk to y'all because I get to learn so many amazing things. But tell everybody, like, what is The Profit Room? What do y'all do?
So The Profit Room is a stock market trading and investing company. So what we do is we educate people on learning how to trade the stock market and other financial markets to help them generate extra income, replace their income, or put them in a position to create generational wealth. So my goal is to make you an independent professional trader and investor so you can take care of your own financial needs on your own without needing anyone else. So that's what we do at The Profit Room.
I love that. So independent professional trader, is that what you call it?
Yeah, because you can be have a profession, like, you know, like a plumber or electrician, and people like myself, they're called off the floor traders. So we don't work for a firm, we don't work for a bank or a hedge fund. So when somebody asks you, what is your profession? I say, I'm a trader as my profession. So I want to empower people to be able to say, hey, my profession is I do this and I also trade, right? So if they're generating income consistently, you can tell somebody, hey, I'm a professional at this, because that's what you actually are. Like someone that does tiling, sheetrock, whatever. I'm skilled labor background. So I'm not going to just degrade or just say like blue collar. That's a skill. So if you're a skillful trader or investor and you can prove that and show that, that's your profession and you empower that.
Gosh, I love that. But I'm scared to death. Like, I'm just scared.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, my favorite movie of all time is Trading Places, right?
Like, correct.
I love Eddie Murphy. I love how they just moved him and how he just logically was able to trade these things, right? But is that what you're teaching people to do, is to be just use their gut and the math? Like, how does this thing work?
So what I primarily do is simplify it. See, when you watch movies like that, Wall Street, and it's very intimidating, but it's not really that difficult. We simplify it in a way that a teenager can do it and also mature clients can do it. Like, so my average clients now for like the past maybe six clients are late 50s to high 60s, 65, 66. I got a student of 72 that never traded or invested before, and they know how to do it, right? So it has nothing to do with math. It has a lot to do with understanding emotions, really, because all we're doing when we're in the market is just like you're in a flea market. You're buying and selling, right? Supply and demand. We make it relatable to you. Like, we get people know real estate. You buy property, you sell property. It's the same thing when you're analyzing stocks and companies and things of that nature. The only thing, we have to retrain your mind to think like a trader or an investor. It's very important, because when you go to school, you have that thought concept of being right and wrong, right?
Yes.
And also, as a business person, I'm successful at this business, so I'm gonna be successful at trading. It doesn't work the same way. We have to train your mind to understand that trading is probabilities. So we trade in probabilities. So it doesn't mean that you're going to always be right. You may be wrong. So it's just like the weather outside. When the weather person says there's a slight chance, 30% chance of rain, there's a 70% chance of rain. So you prepare to go outside on that percentage of rain, right? And it may not rain, but it will rain. So that's the same thing with trading and investing. There may be a 30% or 70% chance, right? So you financially prepare yourself to get in that trade based off of that percentage. So if it doesn't rain, you can't feel bad, right? Because there's no right or wrong. There's probabilities. And once you wrap yourself around that, you have more of a calmness, less fear, because you're preparing for that investment or trade. And more importantly, you don't feel like a failure if nothing happens, because you know it's just probabilities. And that's the biggest thing with a lot of people. That's the biggest thing.
Wow. No, that makes so much sense, right? Because that's my first thing is like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose it all. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to have any money. I used to tell people all the time, look, I lived in Vegas 30 years. So I am a gambler, but I gamble enough in my business. Oh, the stock market, like, it always seems so intimidating. You talked about the probabilities. Is that what we're betting against or with, or do we only bet when the probability is 80 to 90%? Like, is there a secret sauce or how does that work?
So on average, the best you can get in a trade is between a 70% to maybe 75% probability. Okay. That's the best you can actually get. Somebody telling you 80 or 90%, no, it's not working like that.
Okay.
Because there's so many variables that happen. So what we're looking at is the anticipation on the movement to go in our favor. So as a trader, we're not thinking about the wins all the time. We're thinking, how long can we stay in this game of trading with the amount of losses that we can sustain? Because if we get a good win, right, that's going to work in our favor. We know what can potentially happen. But what if it doesn't happen, right? A true trader or investor prepares for how many losses they can have or the amount of risk per trade. But people look at it vice versa because of the hype. So, like, I'll give you a prime example. A simplified way of trading is like a 1-to-3 risk reward. Like, say you're risking $1 to make $3. So, like, some of my students, we have something very simple. Like, imagine getting 100 shares of like a $10 stock, for example. And if that stock goes down 50 cents, right? Mm-hmm. And your risk is, you're risking 50 to make 150. You get out the trade. So you lost $50, right? You lost $50 on that trade. Now, say you do another trade that week. similar setup. You buy like 100 shares of a stock and it goes down 50 cents, right? Which you can, you get out the trade because you're risking. But imagine that stock or company you bought, say the same $10 stock, and it goes to $11.50. So it moves up $1.50. You made $150, right? But ideally, you made $50, right? Because that $100 canceled out the losses of the other two trades.
Made it. Got it.
It's very simple. So imagine doing that risk reward, risking $500 to make $1,500, right? It doesn't matter the math, it's the risk and the reward. So now let's take that risk to reward back to trading. If you're a diligent trader and you know the probabilities, right? I know my average trades out of three trades, I should be getting on average my score at least 85%. I should be getting two out of those three trades right because I know myself. If I get all three trades wrong, it's not the market, right? Because the market, you're going to get losses. Yes. That's what happens. Just like any business, a decision you make, a real estate investor, a lawyer, any, you're going to have clients or things that's not going to work. But if I have three trades in a row, that's something I did wrong. That's okay. Something I didn't anticipate to happen. So I have to check myself. The same thing as another business. If you take on three jobs as a painter and you didn't profit from it, you underbid the job.
Yes.
You did something wrong, right? Yes. So I always like to relate it to other professions to let you know you're totally in control when it comes to the market. But many people can't control that, right? Because you're dealing directly with money. Right. But you learn how to control that, which is the hardest thing. I just gave, like, everybody's watching, that's so simple, right? You know, a risk reward plan. So I can get two of those trades wrong and just get that one right. And I still profit $50.
Sure.
Because I have a plan of action.
Yes.
Right. Many people come into this and they don't have a plan. Right.
Oh, I love it. And it, that made sense to me, right? Like, like it took off the pressure of having to be perfect, having to be right, having that overwhelming feeling, you know, knowing that there is a plan. I think the biggest thing that you said that just kind of stands out from some of the ads that I see in this space, right, is that so many don't know what happens when it goes wrong.
Correct.
They don't know how to fix it. Yeah. So part of what I always tell people is that you don't really become a real coach until what you have people do doesn't work. Because then, you know, you have to go, okay, this doesn't work for, is it the industry? Is it the theory? Is it the timing? Right. It could be all these things that we now have to go in and fix. And just the fact that you were breaking down, like what would happen, it makes it so simple to know that you know how to fix it.
Correct.
And that's when I would trust you, right? I'd be like, all right, I trust you to help me through this. So now, do you guys have like different levels? Like who is like your favorite ideal customer that you really like to work with? Like, do they have to have a minimum amount of money? How does it work?
So I wasn't intimidated in the beginning. Our oldest client we got was like 2 years ago. He was 70 years old. Now he's 72. But I like working with older clients now and people who don't know absolutely nothing. I love that because when you come in my ecosystem, the hardest thing is for people to do. So my average clients I normally get have lost between $70,000 to $120,000 in the market on average. That's what I get. I get people that are homeowners, family people. Then I get, you know, more mature clients. I like people who just know how to listen and can just put away everything. So it's not about money with trading. It's about confidence. That's why I gave you that example of just risking $50 to make $150. We all have money, right? And that's what I tell all my clients. You have money, but you just don't have the confidence to use that money. Because if you're walking around with a nice bag, a nice car, a $5,000, a $10,000 vacation, you can use that to invest, but you don't have the confidence.
Right.
My goal is for you to develop that confidence in order to level up trading. So like even when my students first start and I don't want them to make a lot of money, they already know that. Like I say, listen, as soon as you see green, close out the trade, right? Once they start after the simulation process, because the more wins you have, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more confidence. And I always teach like in illustrations, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just the same thing, you know, Jesus did, right? So it's like your daughter, right? Taking the first couple of steps, yeah, just to the table. Then she turns around and you, like they did everything. Like they send me their simulation. I made $50. Like, oh, like, you know, then the next, she taking a little bit more steps and you, then eventually she gonna feel comfortable, walk to the other couch.
Yep.
Right. But if you keep falling, you're never going to get it. So my students know when people come in, that's why I let them know, like everybody gets losses in trading. That's the name of the game. But we build your mind to have controlled losses, right? As well as controlled wins. So when people come to me, they say, oh, I just want a little bit of money. I don't have a lot of money to start. And I always tell them, I say, you have the money. You just don't feel confident yet, right? And sooner or later, after they get the right education and they build a, all of a sudden they find this money to fund their account, they find this money to trade because they feel much more confident now in order to do it. You know, and you don't need a lot of money to start. That's why I always mention this is education. Because I've gotten clients that started off small, then all of a sudden, you know, they get a raise at their job or a settlement or life changes. Then they come back and they want to get more of an advanced course. Hey, because they seen it before. And that's one of the biggest things with some people. They tasted the success at one point.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to see, like, what if I actually know what I'm doing? And I, you know, and I can control myself.
Yeah. And you know? I love it. It is truly, you know, how just even that growth process of how they go through it. I know exactly how that happens. It's they'll find the money, right? When you start winning. It's I told you that I spent 30 years in Vegas. You know I don't look that old, but it's all right. And that's like the brand new people who come to Vegas go, I would never gamble. How much? Oh, my first $20, I would stop. And I go, okay, until you win on that first $20.
Correct.
And then you keep gambling. And then all of a sudden now you've risked, you know, you're all in because you think that you are like a genius. So, you know, Vegas markets to that. Like if you say that you've got some money to gamble, you know, Vegas is like, here, we'll give you cheap food, right? If you say you've got a system, they go, wait a minute, you got a system? Yeah, I got a system that I know it'll work in Vegas. They'll send a plane for you, right? Because they're like, there's no way your system is going to work here. But it is all in that confidence. I love the confident. I always talk about confident clarity. You know, a lot of people say, I'm just confused. I just don't know. It's like, no, you don't just need clarity. You need confident clarity to hang in there through the good times and the bad times, because nothing is perfect, right? There's all ups and downs, but it gives you the indication. But I love that you have simulation. And then before you start investing real money, I was going to say gambling, right? Before you start investing real money, it all makes sense. But that is perfect. So the older, younger, little bit of money, a lot of money, they can all make sense at the
profit. All benefit. Yep.
That is perfect. So, you know, you are different in that when you came to CAU, you had like you had 90% of this stuff already dialed in, right? Mm-hmm. Like you were already a fantastic business owner. So what attracted you to come and hang out at Client Attraction University?
I needed more structure. I needed more structure, whereas a lot of the stuff that I've been doing, like our business has been established like since 2016. LaToya and I have been trading and showing like receipts and stuff since like 2014. And a big shift happened around like 2018. It was like all of these people, everybody's a trader. Like all of these people just got online and it just seemed like they just superseded us. And we've been doing this for so long. So I felt some type of way, like, what is going on? And like, you know, we were more focused on, okay, showing people what we can do, right? And explaining so they can, and we still are, trust in us. And only if we can get in front of an audience like that to be able, like I'm doing now, to be able to explain what we actually do. And I had no clue on how to do that. Hence, Client Attraction University. So that's why when I did my research and I started talking to some people in the industry, and I was like, all right, you know, that's when they say, you know, Client Attraction, Marquell and Dre, you know, go check them out. They should be able to put something together for you and help you out. Like, you know, I didn't see none of the ads. I just like, boom. You know, I just got directly in there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So because I wasn't on social, that's one of the biggest things. I wasn't a social media person either. I was just doing my thing. So I wasn't nowhere near to see that. But fortunately, I like to talk to people and associate, and I got led into that direction.
That's awesome. So when you first got here, you know, well, now you're the, look, he wasn't social media. Now he's the meme king and just taking that over. And also, like, I love to see your posts. It's like a $2,000 profit, $1,800. You know, this client made more than their salary in the last year. Mm-hmm. This one made like your wins are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous. What happened once you got to CAU? Like after the shell shock of, oh, this social media thing, we can make this work. Mm. But you know, what were some of your results?
My results was like 10 times, even my business, like financially, like the course itself and everything else is like a no-brainer at this point, because it put me in front of people that I wanted to work with. Mm-hmm. Was very important. Because even though we show receipts and we show stuff with students, I want to make it realistic to that person and not push a hype that's unexpected for them. You know, like our program, even before LaToya and I created it, it took like a year for us to do and how we wanted people to see. So, and not everybody's going to be receptive to that. Because people want to learn stuff in a week or two and boom, boom, boom. And I'm not against those educators that do that. I wanted to be in front of somebody like I can enjoy talking to and teaching that would listen. So when I got in the program, it allowed me to create video content. It allowed me to find people that I can serve better, that would make me feel comfortable, more comfortable in my business. Right. Because I was like, where are these people at? They got to be somewhere. I know they're not on here. I know they're not here. And I couldn't compete with the noise.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't want the noise. So able to find, put together in the program, make sure I got my messaging done the right way, got somebody to review my messaging at the same time and guide me with the right content to make sure I get into that home or in front of that person that wants my services. And that by doing that, it makes me get the people that listen, number one. Then those people that listen, I know they're going to be successful because our program is very strategic. So now I'm getting more successful clients. Then after that, now I'm getting more customer testimonials, right? Now I'm getting more content to put out. So it's just like, that's where it helped me do that. So with the more content, the more customer success, the more valuable I become, because I'm changing more lives, even though it's a passion of mine, but also still as a business, because we're growing in revenue, and that allows us as a business to grow in revenue to hire more people. So with CAU, now I'm hiring more staff members. I'm able to take students that were great traders and make them into coaches. So now my company that just went from just me and Latoya and I is starting to build and grow and grow and grow. And that allows us to be able to serve more people, but also be able to give more clients the stuff that they need at the same time. So it's not like, even though our company is growing and growing, it's not like we're spreading ourselves thin. It allows us to build and still be with that client at the same time. But I never knew that stuff. So when I got the training,
you weren't supposed to know it, right? We get to learn something every single day. Like, and I think that's what happens. Like sometimes we all are so enveloped in what we do that we think that everybody knows that, right? And I think we got to really just leverage your genius, because you are just a genius. Like, listening to you, because what makes you a genius is be able to take a very complicated thing and make it very simple. Like, I feel like, all right, you know, I can find a couple thousand. Like, I need to figure this thing out. Like I'm excited about it. Whereas before I was like,
very afraid of,
yes, you know, I'm good at some things, but I'm not good at that. And I'm not good at, but if I know that I've got, okay, as soon as it turns green, I can get my money back. Well, okay. You know, I think a lot of it is just understanding the rules, right? And understanding the way that you explain it makes it very simple. So I know that you are a great, great, great teacher. So throughout this journey, what's kind of your favorite thing about CAU that you like? Like, you know, is there one thing that you say, oh my gosh, I just love that part of CAU?
I like the most part is around the vulnerability of the other, you know, members, because a lot of people, like, I remember one of the things where Marquell says, it's not easy for a man, especially a Black man, to listen to another Black man, right? And you have to humble yourself in order to do that. Like, I tell my students, and I try to lead by example. I said, if you just listen, and I could show you what to do, right? So that's the same thing. Like, I'm just listening, you know? And sometimes I'm not hearing what I'm supposed to hear. You know, sometimes it could come across a little offensive, but it's not offensive, because you got to turn that down as a man. Like, I'm paying for coaching. If somebody telling me I'm doing something wrong, you got to listen to them, right? And I see that amongst other people on my same stature, like everybody, like I see them not almost getting like reprimanded, but in a great way, and vice versa. Like, even when we talk and things like that, it's because now you're putting yourself amongst people who want to be successful, who see this in their, they're checking their egos and all this other stuff for the benefit of just growing personally and also their business, right? And a lot of people, especially in the social media age and stuff like that, you know, they may have a chip on their shoulder or feel like they're the man or they're the woman or something like that. And I don't like environments like that, because at the end of the day, I want to be in a safe space amongst other entrepreneurs where I can vent and say something, because, you know, I've been all the time. I'll say, like, because I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm not a person that is not embarrassed. Some people are. And I tell the same thing with my students. I said, when we get on these calls and stuff like that, I get students that cry, like, because they get upset or just things in general, because you're learning something new, right? You got frustrations. It's like, oh, it's okay. That's an emotion. So that's what the environment's for me. It's like, you know, if I'm going with something, I got to vent. it's like, all right, I'm not going to be judged. You know what I mean? So, but I got somebody that could listen who might have been through that problem. So that's one of the biggest things for me, you know, even though the other information is just, you hear something that could just shift your whole momentum of your business and still make you a lot of money, you know, being in that room.
Yeah. No, we love to hear that, because that's the one thing that if you know Mark well at all, even from his online persona, right? It's not a persona, it's him. Mm-hmm. It's just him. It's him, correct. Gold teeth, tattoo, and all. It's just him. And so one of his main proponents is vulnerability. And like, you know, we can't help you if we don't know, right?
Correct.
But we will do our best, you know, to get mm-hmm. you there. So if you tell us, we're gonna use, you know, my 30 years of experience, his 15 years, Dre's 15 years, and put it all together and get you to where you want to go to. So that's awesome that you feel it, that you feel mm-hmm. very safe, and that you feel like you're in a safe spot for that. So what do you have next for the Profit Room? Like what's your next big thing? You know, you've already surpassed so many places that people want to do, you know, most mm-hmm. of them want to do it in a month or a year. You're already doing it in your monthly income. So what kind of impact are you trying to make in this world?
It's so much that we have. We're trying to do more with children, young adults, and kids. Like one of the biggest things that we was talking before, we have like two programs that are basically done. One for children. It's called Wise Kids Invest. That's like already created. You know, that's the creation I have. And we also have another one, like the Financial Literacy Club. Mm. And that's what we're trying to put, because a lot of people, they want to talk about trading right away. They want to talk about investing right away, right? Which is cool. But sometimes they don't even understand the regular financial literacy side of it. So like for years, we were creating content already on the side for that purpose, right? And so the other CAU member, the gentleman in there, he has a school in Chicago. So I'm speaking with him, and I'm gonna probably run a test pilot with his program first in front of his students, which is great, which I wanna do in order to get the feedback. And that's another thing from the program. You meet people like that. Cause like, hey bro, I got this children's program. I want to run it out. He said, bro, come test it in front of my children first. So I was like, cool. Cause I need a good feedback before I let everybody know about it. But a lot of that stuff right there isn't necessarily, it's just something that we want to give back to that is going to make us look even better on our end with trading and investing like that. You know, so it's like, okay, you come to us for trade and investing, but you know, we got this thing for the children where it's like, huh, boom, we can sit it in your lap, because it's one of those things that whoever's giving financial literacy is great, is cool, but there's a way where, just like everybody's creativity, I love to teach certain things. And just like I was like teaching and talking to you, I thrive on trying to break it down so simplified to make it even more impactful. So I'm like, oh, that's a challenge for me to do that with younger children, right? So that's what I want to do with that part.
Oh, love it. Love it. That's so exciting, because truly where most adults have their challenges is that they don't understand finances at all. Like they don't correct. Understand, like, I know you want that car, but paying $800 a month for 84 months makes no sense. You can't afford that car. Like at some point you're not going to make it. Like this is just bad. And I don't know if it's just been lost. So I love what you're doing. I love what you are currently doing. We are so honored and proud to have you as a client and to help you get the word out and to let everybody know about the Profit Room, because you guys are amazing, absolutely amazing. Are just serious about getting results. So if you are serious about getting results, if you've got some money just sitting there and you are closer to retirement age than you want to be, kind of like somebody over here, and you want to have your money working for you, please reach out to my friend Ernest here at the Profit Room. So where do they find you, Ernest? How can they find you on social?
Oh, everything is the Profit Room. You can go to our YouTube channel. It's great to go to YouTube channel because we have a lot of student interviews. Because I like for people to see the type of people we work with, because you may find yourself in them as well. But anything on social media, you could go to theprofitroom.com. And if you want to work directly with me, you can go with workwithernest.com. Got a little free video for you there as well.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. And if you would like some of the results that Ernest has gotten here with the Profit Room, and you'd like to come over to CAU and have a good time, you can go to, we have events, the Client Attraction Made Easy event is probably one of our favorites. It's a one-day event that we do kind of every quarter, clientattractionmadeeasy.com. Or if you want to know our Facebook ad strategy, you can go to paidadplaybook.com and check that out there.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.